Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the OVS first quarter 2021 results presentation. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Stefano Beraldo, CEO of OVS. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, and good afternoon to everyone for joining this conference regarding the first quarter 2021 results. I am not in my office. I'm traveling today, so I also asked my team, composed by the CFO Nicola Perin, our investor relator Andrea Tessarolo, and our business development Francesco Leoncini, to support me and to present some of the slides. So let me start by saying that this conference will be maybe a little bit more limited in our disclosures compared to other periods, given that we are in the final period of our discussions with the public authorities regarding the next coming capital increase. And so we are closer to the approval, we hope, to be held in the next weeks regarding the prospectus, so the memorandum regarding the capital increase. So we ask your understanding if maybe we are a bit less open compared to other moment. Nevertheless, I think that from this conference, you will be able to appreciate the situation of the company, which I start announcing, I think, is quite satisfactory. So we are very satisfied in, first of all, in looking that the market starts reacting to the long period of apparel, consumer apparel decline, which started more than 1 year ago with the first lockdown and lasted for the entire 2020 and also for the beginning of this year. But finally, after the last new measures introduced at the end of May, which allowed even shopping mall to remain open, combined with what we believe is a buying power in the pocket of Italians, mostly in the middle class, which didn't suffer so much from an economic point of view from the lockdown, given that thanks to the measures introduced by the government, they didn't lose their job. And I refer to the public workers, to the middle class, the one that works in the big companies. So I think there is a lot of liquidity in the pocket of this kind of consumers, which are our typical consumers, so the real family, the real daily buying power. As a matter of fact, having been able to increase materially our market share in during the year 2020 and also for another quarter, in the first quarter of 2021, of a material amount, means that our positioning is really appreciated by Italians. So I believe that this means that once the market will finally re-stabilize, every company will restart its own performance from a position that has been achieved just before the recovery. And we believe that our position is today better than 1 year ago, 2 years ago. Thanks to our strategy, I believe that, and I can also tell you that the strategy of opening in smaller catchment areas is working. As a matter of fact, from the figure, you can see that for instance, the growth of UPIM has been even higher than the growth of OVS, or better to say, the recovery. And this is because many locations that we opened recently in UPIM are second-tier city or villages, In general, this strategy is working, and we have a lot of requests from Italian and also European small entrepreneurs to open our formats, particularly the kids, also out of Italy, and in Italy also small UPIM and kids and home decoration. So part of the strategy is already in this month of recovery generating good results. And this part of the strategy I'm referring to is the part of the growing through franchising store in smaller catchment areas. Another part of the strategy is also providing good results. And I refer to the introduction of brands in our assortment and also in the higher characterization of the existing brands in our merchandising offer. As a matter of fact, the recovery has been this time has been a very strong, not only in kids, but also in men and women. And also the recent month of May that we announced as being a very positive month with a double-digit growth is performing so well, not only or not mostly because of kids, but also because of the excellent performance of men and women, and particularly in the women, what is generating the better growth are the new brands that we introduced recently. So this means that we are becoming a bit lighter in terms of capital investment, because these brands in certain amount are made, are sold under a consignment agreement, which means lower stock. And also they generate new interest in visiting our stores. So all in all, I think good quarter with market share increase means very well accepted our positioning either for OVS and UPIM. Good margin as expected. So since a couple of half years, we are insisting in saying that we don't want to push too much on markdown. We are reducing our markdown. And as a matter of fact, thanks to the lower markdown, we have been able to increase materially also our gross margin. Again, this quarter, cost control means stronger EBITDA recovery. In the month of May, all these drivers are working in the same direction. So positive sales, higher gross margin, and lower cost. We expect that this combination will generate an excellent May result. And the same trend, I hope, I believe, we will be able to maintain for the next coming months. From a financial position point of view, we generated more or less what we expected before the unexpected period of closures, which unfortunately impacted the month of March, when for several weeks we had also 75% of our network closed. In spite of the turnover that we lost because of this, the lower volume of intake that we very prudently decided to buy, thanks also to a more and more flexible sourcing mechanism, and the cost control and the margin increase, we have been able to end up this quarter with a net financial position, which is more or less in line with what we expected. And for sure, the excellent performance of May will enable the financial position to improve. And in general, we can say that thanks to this, we believe that we are at the end of May with results which are better than our expectations. So Having said that, I'm happy to hand the word to Francesco Leoncini for a better clarification on some of the slide that you already have.
Okay, thank you, Stefano, and good afternoon to everybody. I will quickly guide you through the document that is published on our website, starting from page 3, where we have the usual representation of the key economics. Net sales more than doubling versus last year, plus 127 million euros, that allowed us on one side to strongly increase the market share from 8.1 12 months ago to 8.7 this year, so more than 60 basis points of increase. On the other side, delivered us a plus 40 million euros in terms of EBITDA that allowed us to come back to profitability already in Q1, which is, due to the seasonality of the business, the weakest quarter of the year. So, altogether, these are bringing back to a very sound situation. The net financial position is worsening by 46 million euros, but following, let me say, the usual path of cash absorption in Q1. I would then move to page 4 that gives an interesting view on the impact of this Q1 on last 12 months EBITDA. In January, we closed the fiscal year with 73 million euros EBITDA. The mechanism of removing the first quarter of last year that was negative for 34 and adding the Q1 of 2021, which is positive by 6 million, delivers us a 113 million euros EBITDA for the last 12 month view, so the run rate basically. How was reached this improvement? As said, we had the increase in sales that delivered a 70 million increase in gross margin. We improved the gross margin percentage thanks to a better and a lower markdown pressure that accounted for additional 6 million euros. And on the cost side, of course, we have a rebound versus 2020 when the stores were closed, but we are still midway, no? Plus 36 versus 2020, minus 28 versus the baseline of 2019. So altogether, this delivered the plus 40 million euros that we were discussing before. On page number 5, we have some additional views by channel and by business unit. All the numbers are extremely positive, as anticipated by Mr. Beraldo. UPIM in Q1 performed slightly better than OVS, but even OVS was more than doubling its result. And this is due to the fact that in UPIM the franchising channel has a higher weight, and also that UPIM was less impacted by the closure of the shopping malls that, on the contrary, had a negative impact on the OVS potential, because the closure of the shopping mall during the weekends, that are the days that the shopping mall works better, was prolonged until the mid of May. But in any case, very positive under all the aspects. I then move to page 6 on where we start to have the financial view of the Q1. You have the prospectus of the working capital. Trade receivable are increasing 14 million euro versus 1 year ago, and this is not due at all to an extension of payment terms that are instead reducing, but simply to the fact that we are normalizing the deliveries to our franchisee versus the stop that we had in 2020 due to the lockdown, And so basically we are back to the normal levels of trade receivable in a situation where we have no particular criticalities, because as said already by Stefano, our franchisee being focused on kids, being focused on small catchment areas, suffered even less than the big surfaces or the big stores in the main cities. Inventory is showing a decrease of 4 million euro. We planned to have a significant stock reduction in Q1, basically cleaning the stock that was accumulated during the lockdown of 2020. We are partially achieving it, but unfortunately the third wave, of course, blocked us from achieving even a better result. But as said, the good sales in May has as a consequence also the fact that we are cleaning more stock than originally expected. So there is some delay in the cleaning, but the process is going ahead. Finally, the trade payables that are reducing by 36 million euros, but the value that we are checking on 12 months ago was of course impacted by the longer payment terms that were granted by our suppliers in this exceptional period. The number that we have today, on the contrary, is underlined payments schedule which is 100% in line with the due dates, so no overdue at all. On a move to page number 7, that represents the investments that the company started again in Q1. Here the comparison with last year, of course, is uneven, because last year we had on one side the physical block was not even possible to work on the stores, and on the other side, of course, the focus was on liquidity. This year we are back to normal, or even more than back to normal, because we want to be ready to gain the wind that could come from that is coming from the reopening and somehow the normalization of the economy. So we had in the Q1 a lot of refurbishments that are delivering us incredible results. If someone is in the area of Treviso, I really invite you to come and visit the new store that we have down there, which is really a flagship of the company. But you can find renewed OVS stores basically in every region of Italy. We are going ahead with our new openings plan, and we are again restarting all the digital transformation projects and logistics, and in any case operational improvement projects that were stopped due to the pandemic last year. We also record the purchase of the Stefanel brand and the Piombo brand for overall 5 million euros, and these projects will show their potential across the full year of 2021. I move to page 8. I focus on the bar chart on the right, where we see that the in Q1 is normal. The company always has a cash absorption. In a normal year like Q1, the cash absorption was, like 2019, the cash absorption was 70 million euros. In Q1 2020, of course, extraordinary, we had 120 cash absorption, and this year we are basically back to normal, 74 cash absorption, despite the 20 million euro investment. So we are really back to the normality in terms of cash management. And just to remember, the 70 million euros that we achieved in 2019 then matched with a 65 million euros cash generation across the full year. So the seasonality on cash is even higher than the one that then we see on EBITDA level. Finally, I move to page 9, where we have the view on the debt and the leverage. Again, I think that the graph on the right is even more explicative. 1 year ago we were at 4.4, but still leveraging, let me say, the last 12 month EBITDA of 2019. After the 1 year, the 2020, fully impacted by the pandemic, the ratio increased to 5.5 end of January, and now it reduced to 4.2, so even better than 12 months ago, despite the fact that the LTM EBITDA is improving, but still has the second wave and the third wave inside. Then we have some words on the outlook, but maybe here, Stefano, I give back the words to you so that you can a little bit give some more colors on how the month of May is performing. You already said many things, but if there is anything, any more comments to do. And then we have time for the questions.
Thank you, Francesco. I would be extremely fast because most of the points which are included in page 10 has been already covered. Basically, only I would like to underline the great success of several brands which have been introduced in our range, either in digital. Yesterday, we started with Napoli Child, which is also distributed in the UK in Selfridges, for instance. A couple of weeks ago, we launched a young talent, a young designer in the web with a lot of social media talking about him, and the result has been incredibly high with out of stock in 4 or 5 hours of 6-7 different SKUs. In general, the brands which we invited in our playground are performing very well. Piombo is performing extremely well. So I believe that this I called a bit of changing continuity, introducing a discontinuity element in our assortment, which doesn't mean that we stop being vertical. We continue being a vertical company. But if we really want to be an inclusive brand, a democratic brand, we believe that opening our boundaries also to unexpected talents or international brand like Everlast, which is made by us, by the way, under license, or like Gap, which obviously is made by Gap, of which Italians are loving particularly the logo products, means that OVS is gradually transforming and opening his door also to clients which are willing to experience different positionings and different brands. Piombo is a great example of it. We have evidence from our CRM that we are receiving a lot of new customers, which were used to buy other brands. But given the advertising, given the quality of the product at incredible price, because the prices are really low, really attractive, we are experiencing a higher number of new customers visiting OVS. I think that this strategy is quite promising, and we will continue in this direction. So I leave the space to question now. Thanks for listening.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from Domenico Ghilotti with Equita. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. A few questions just to start. In particular, when I look at the lower cost that I see in Q1 compared to Q1 19, so I'm trying to understand how much of this can be really a structural saving, how much is still affected by restrictions and temporary savings. And second question is on the payables, if I understand properly, so you do not have any more any kind of, overdue or payables related to renegotiation of rents. And last question, you are talking about so the gross profit, gross margin, quite favorable. And so should I expect to see this trend also in the second quarter? If I understand, you are still quite confident that the promotions will stay lower compared to, 2019.
Yes, thank you for the question. As regard the first one, difficult to say how much in a mathematic term, but what I can tell you is that part of the cost reduction is temporary, like the Cassa Integrazione support, for instance. or the fact that in the shopping mall during the day of closures, we didn't pay the extra salary that normally we have to pay for the Sunday working time, which normally is higher than normal by 30-40%. On the other side, there are other costs like rents or headquarters, which has been reduced to a new lower level. So without a mathematical answer, I tell you that 50% of the cost reduction, more or less, is the new normal, and the rest will not be repeated because the result of what I told before. Regarding the rent, regarding the gross margin, yes, we believe that the gross margin will continue to remain healthier and higher compared to last year reference periods as a result of the prosecution of the strategy of a lower markdown, basically. In some cases, we have increased modestly prices. We believe that it was appropriate to do it, also in conjunction with some more quality that we introduced, and sustainability and recyclability, etc. But most of the gross margin increase comes from lower markdown, and this approach to lower markdown will be maintained also in the second quarter, to answer to your question. Can you faster repeat me the third question, because I couldn't take note?
It's just related to the overdues on the payables. So if and the rents in particular.
The overdue has been completely absorbed.
Okay, thank you.
The next question is a follow-up from Domenico Ghilotti with Equita. Please go ahead.
Well, I have additional question. First is related to the situation, so I'm not talking about quantitative indication, but I'm trying to understand if June is still another, so it started with the same pace, the same positive trend compared to 2019. And second is a bit strange, but there is now, we are looking now at the dollar, potential strengthening of the dollar, and I'm trying to understand what's your position now on this in terms of hedging, and last question is on the competitive environment. So maybe I see in the streets that there is less competition, that you have competitors that are struggling, in particular the smaller one, but you have a much better view on also on the market share of competitors, so you can give us maybe some color on what's going on.
Thank you. Thank you for the question. June is doing well, and I ask you to be patient. I would like to avoid telling more, but we are very happy also about the June performance. And most importantly, the structural drivers that characterized the recovery are continuing, all of them to be in place. Sales, margin, cost. On dollars, we are not concerned about it because of our amount of hedging, which we made. We covered a material amount of the future needs at very favorable exchange rates, and I believe that at the end of the story, any season has its own issue. Sometimes dollars, sometimes raw materials, sometimes logistic costs. But at the end, all these elements are part of the global competition drivers. So all our competitors are suffering or benefiting the same terms and are reacting accordingly. So I don't expect that because of a dollar strengthening, we would assist to a margin decrease. And this, in any case, will not impact year 2021 and also part of the 22, which has been already hedged. Regarding competition, yes, I have to say that I believe that based on the market share comparison that we have a look monthly, the super positive performance of OVS in terms of market share increase tells clearly that there are other brands which are suffering. The last quarter, we have assisted to a market share increase of OVS, which is even higher compared to the market share increase of Amazon and Zalando. So in the last 3 months, we have achieved higher increases compared to the winners of these years, no? Which are the pure players, the digital players. We are looking at other companies, Italian and also non-Italian, which are suffering particularly. I prefer to avoid mentioning the ones which are suffering the most, but some of the international key players are reconsidering their strategy of maybe opening big stores in big city, and they are removing part of the or closing down part of the network, exiting from a smaller city because maybe the smaller city are less appropriate to their positioning. So there is a kind of a mix of different behaviors, but I believe that in this there are only few winners. Segments regarding segments like underwear, which are still performing well, and you can imagine the brands which are performing well in Italy, but they are not real competitors for OVS. Generally, weakness in the kids segment, where we are really being not only the category killer, but it's incredible how much we are still growing in kids, in spite of birth rate decline. And we are increasing market share more than in the other segment, and we don't see strong competitor there. So all in all, the competitive scenario is more favorable than ever, I would say.
Okay, thank you.
The next question is from Marco Baccaglio with Kepler. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. Two questions for me. The first one is if you give us an update on Stefanel, on what you are doing and what could be the contribution. And the second is you are planning to expand in franchising and also there is the plan of Conad, of stores in the Conad space. Maybe if you just help us in modeling that kind of contribution, let's say all these projects, what level of sales could generate, let's say, on a 2-3 year basis from now. Thank you.
Thank you, Marco. Honestly, the second question to me is very difficult in this moment because giving you perspective figure about future is in this moment, which is where we are particularly sensitive, as always,
okay, no problem.
Even more than normal. I prefer only to give some color about it. You can consider that each store is generating on average from 40,000 to 60,000 euro EBITDA for us as normal. So this is normal. You can easily find these references also in the historical performance. So we gave some number also 1 month ago, I think, regarding new openings or franchises. So basically, you can easily create, I think, your model from information which are already available. What I can give you as a color is that more than ever, we are really assisting to a renewed demand from small players, small entrepreneurs, which are in retail with several brands, to have access to our portfolio of brands. So never like today, we are receiving requests from a partner to open a kids store, to open Croff, which is home decoration store. And this means that our positioning is appropriate and that the market shake, which is happening with certain shopping mall under trouble, weak retailer forced to close stores, and a general reduction of the real estate value related to retail locations is making the opening of smaller stores cheaper, more easy to be managed by this local entrepreneur, and we are taking advantage of it. Remind me the other question, please.
On Stefanel,
nothing really important to say, because what I can tell, but it is not very important for you, is that I'm very happy with the quality of the collection which I have seen. The samples has arrived, and the quality which I see is really, really promising. So I have good feeling about the appreciation of Stefanel collection from Stefanel customer base. What I can tell is that more than 20 Stefanel stores will be reopened, will be provided with the new assortment starting from September. Another 15, 20 stores will be opened, as I told, thanks to carving out a part of existing OVS store. We have a good pipeline of requests from Italian and international franchisees to open Stefanel brand, but everything is based on expectation today, because no one has still seen the final collection. So everything must be postponed to the second half. What I can tell is that we are not taking big investment in this moment, so we are renewing only 3 stores with a completely new image, and this is because we want to test this image in a prudent way before rolling it out. So let's cross finger here.
Thank you.
Mr. Beraldo, gentlemen, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Thank you. Thank you very much for attending this meeting, and looking forward to seeing or to speaking to you next. Thank you very much.